SpaceX's worst case and best case in moving toward crewed spaceflight. I'm Paul Plack, and this is AeroNews. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. In this third installment of the news conference, which followed last week's historic COTS demo flight by SpaceX, CEO Elon Musk answers questions ranging from what happens if NASA doesn't fund a SpaceX crew capability, to how the path to crewed flights might actually jump ahead of schedule. But first, what was that flame?
Irene Klotz with Reuters and Aviation Week. The first question is, there was the photographers had in their images a flame flare during launch. Can someone just discuss what that was?
There was just the second stage umbilical. This is speculation, so it's always tricky to, until we've gone in there and done sort of full forensics and stuff, to say definitively what it was. Because I suspect what occurred there was that a check valve on the or some checking fixture on the second stage umbilical on the ground side didn't check properly, so it just caught fire when the engines passed by. Not really an explosion. It's actually just a little fire.
Thank you. And in your opening comments, Elon, you made reference about the commercial crew, and obviously there's a competition underway. I assume SpaceX is putting in a bid for the CCDEV program. But if for some reason you were not selected to have your technology funded under a NASA program, what's your go-forward plan? And does this launch, has Bob Bigelow called you up yet today to rethink his relationship with Boeing or anything? Or where do you think your company will be moving forward? Thanks.
It's difficult to predict. I don't want to be presumptive. My opinion, my assessment is that SpaceX would be the most rapid path to an American crew transport system. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, if we'd had people on this flight, we would have taken them to orbit and returned them to Earth safely. And so it's really, going to a crew system is just about adding some additional safety systems for highly off-nominal situations like the escape engines and some upgrades to the life support system, which are relatively minor. But even on our cargo missions, we will be carrying plants and animals. There and back, up to the space station and back. I think we're in a very strong position to be one of the winners of the commercial crew carriage. There'll be others, maybe, I don't know how many, two or three. I think competition is good, by the way. I think it's a good, you know, you don't want to have everything be too dependent on one company. So, there'll likely be at least two, maybe three commercial crew providers. Hopefully we're one of them.
Todd Halverson, Florida Today and USA Today, for Alan Lindenmoyer. I was wondering what you thought of the idea of combining the objectives of COTS 2 and COTS 3 and whether that would be an acceptable go-forward plan for NASA.
Well, certainly after today, we have increased confidence in SpaceX systems and the launch vehicles and the spacecraft and the Dragon that was demonstrated. We have very specific objectives laid out for the next mission as well as the third mission. And it was always planned to be incremental in increasing in complexity. So I would say we will consider the proposals that SpaceX provides. We will assess the possibility and the feasibility and making sure it's technically possible with the equipment that's planned to be available in that time frame. And we'll certainly give it a good consideration.
In a moment, what becomes of the Dragon capsule used in last week's test? Fly it again? Smithsonian? Paperweight? You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is answering reporter questions about the successful COTS demo flight last week of his company's Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon spacecraft. One of the questions made everybody in the room chuckle.
Hi, Robert Perlman with CollectSpace.com with a couple of questions for Elon. You spoke about reusability, and I, along those lines, I wonder what your best hope for this particular Dragon capsule is. Do you want to fly it again? Do you want to see it in the Smithsonian? Do you want to put it in your office? What's the fate for it?
You can make it in my office. Welcome to my office. I haven't really thought about that. The first thing we're going to do, obviously, is examine the spacecraft very, very closely. We're going to do deep forensics on it to see, did anything break? Is there any place that we should be perhaps strengthening? Definitely places I know where we've got, say, too much material because we weren't sure, so we just added a lot of margin. The thermal protection on the leeward side of the back shell, which had a reentry temperature that was basically room temperature, clearly doesn't need two inches of thermal protection. So there's definitely places where we can trim mass out of the system and still have enormous safety margins. So this is really going to be here at the factory being thoroughly taken apart and examined to learn as much as possible. Where it goes from there, I'm not sure. Certainly it would be a great honor to have anything in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, my favorite museum in the world. I can just sit in there for hours just staring at all the cool things in there.
Hi, James Dean from Florida Today. For Elon, the nozzle repair seems a bit of an afterthought now, but It seemed kind of amazing that you could just go in and lop off a piece of your nozzle and, fair or not, there seemed to be a perception that if this was a NASA mission, it would have been studied and analyzed for days and weeks. And I wondered if you could just comment on whether that episode, as much as the flight itself, kind of reflects how you as a company operate differently.
We're certainly very, I think, agile. I mean, we're a smallish company, so we can be very agile. We know that engine so well and the how it's built and what matters and what doesn't matter. In fact, we didn't really need to trim. We could have flown it with the cracks and it would probably have been fine. In fact, I'd say 95% likely to be fine even with the cracks because the stresses in that part of the nozzle are so low, it wouldn't even grow the cracks. So it was really out of an excess of caution that we trimmed the nozzle. We've got some phenomenal technicians that are just incredibly skilled artists, almost. And Marty's one of our best. And if Marty does something, you can count on it. He's a great guy. By the way, he has a huge fear of flying. So it took an enormous amount of will for him to actually just get on a plane. And he won't fly for anything, but he got on a plane for this. I think it may help that I'm both the CEO and the chief designer. So, sometimes if the chief designer and the CEO are not the same person, you know, it's much harder to make a decision in that situation. But I know that the nozzle will be fine. I know it will be fine. So therefore, I don't have any compunction about cutting a piece of it off. Even though it was sort of intuitively obvious to us that it would work, we still reran all the simulations, redid all of the analysis. We were able to do that concurrently with trimming the skirt, so that by the time the skirt was trimmed, we had already completed all of the analyses to prove what we intuitively thought would be true. We went over that with NASA, and they were supportive of that, and I actually had a good email dialogue with Bill Gerstenmaier as well, who's very strong technically. That's kind of how we do things, and it worked out well.
Okay, James?
Thanks, and I wondered quickly if Jurek Wendt could just recap where you stand with your hardware for the upcoming flights, and if you do have to fly two more, what would the likely timing be? Could you still fly your first CRS mission late next year if you have to fly two more demos?
From a production rate, we could probably manage to do COTS 2, 3, and CRS 1 next year, fly them all. I think there's value in being able to focus as much as possible on one thing. If we do COTS 2 and COTS 3, we do have to divide our forces to some degree because they have to be built sort of semi-simultaneously, and there would be a different configuration. The least schedule risk, in my view, is to try to go directly to station, which is, I mean, HTV and ATV did that in one flight. And I think there's a bunch of additional ground simulation that we can do around the proximity operations and berthing that can mitigate some of that risk as well, which we would certainly do if we don't fly COTS too. The key takeaway today is it's going to happen. You know, it's not an if, it's a when. And there's not that much uncertainty around the when. You know, it's at most several months of uncertainty. It's measured in months, not certainly not years.
Tomorrow, we'll conclude this look back at what will probably go down as the aerospace industry's story of the year for 2010, with an assessment of the event's meaning from Elon Musk in terms that would have sounded insufferably cocky a week before the flight, but which now seem pretty reasonable. Find out more about the company at SpaceX.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.